WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever felt like that inner critic just won't shut up? You know, the one whispering doubts in your ear every time you try something new? Yeah, me too. That little voice can be a real buzzkill, right? But guess what? We're here to squash it. Today's episode is all about tackling self-doubt head-on and building that unshakable confidence we all crave. Because, let's face it, life's way too short to let those pesky doubts hold us back from chasing our dreams. Think about it. How many times have you hesitated to put yourself out there because of a little voice saying, "You're not good enough," or "What if you fail?" It happens to the best of us. But here's the truth. Self-doubt is just a liar wearing an oversized sweater and fuzzy slippers. It's not based on facts, it's fueled by fear and past experiences. We need to start seeing it for what it is. A temporary glitch in our amazing system. So, how do we overcome this imposter syndrome and become the confident badass we know we are? Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you conquer those doubts and rock your world. First things first, recognize and challenge those negative thoughts. When that little voice starts its chatter, don't just accept it as gospel. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Most of the time, you'll find those doubts are based on flimsy assumptions and past failures. Second, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Spend some time reflecting on what you're good at, what you enjoy doing, and what makes you feel awesome. Remember that list of things you're proud of? Read it. Remind yourself of your accomplishments, big and small. Third, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Take on a new project. Try something you've always been afraid of, or simply strike up a conversation with someone new. Each time you push past that fear, you build confidence and resilience. It's like training for a marathon. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always have your back, celebrate your wins, and offer a shoulder to lean on when things get tough? Hold on to them tight. Toxic negativity can drain your energy and amplify self-doubt. Choose to spend time with people who uplift you and believe in your potential. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and faces challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're human, imperfections included. Let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. Remember my friend Sarah? The super talented artist who was terrified to enter her work in the local art competition. She spent weeks agonizing over whether she was good enough, replaying every critique she'd ever received in her head. But then, one day, she decided to take a leap of faith. She submitted her piece and, guess what, it won second place. Afterward, Sarah told me that the entire experience completely changed her perspective. She realized that self-doubt had been holding her back for way too long. By stepping outside her comfort zone and believing in herself, she unlocked a whole new level of confidence and success. So remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those nagging doubts hold you back from pursuing your passions and living your best life. Recognize those negative thoughts. Challenge them head on. Focus on your strengths. surround yourself with supportive people, practice self-compassion, and most importantly, believe in yourself. You've got this. Want to share your own journey of overcoming self-doubt? I'd love to hear your stories. Head over to our website or social media pages and let me know how you're rocking those confidence levels. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter. We've got plenty more insightful conversations like this waiting for you. See you in the next episode, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.